and welcome. This is Mr. Scamus, and you're listening to Creamed. I want you to find yourself a nice, quiet spot. A place where you can relax and go undisturbed. Lie back, get comfortable. Stretch your right arm and left leg. And relax. Now stretch your left arm and right leg. And relax. Now stretch both arms, both legs, all over. And relax. Flop your arms and legs into a lazy, comfortable position. And close your eyes. In a moment, I'm going to have you take balloon breaths. Each time you take in a balloon breath, you will feel better. You will relax more. You will do whatever you believe you can do. You will do what Mr. Scanners asks of you, and you will enjoy it. To take a balloon breath, you breathe in through your nose and see a balloon coming toward you. To blow out a balloon breath, you blow out through your mouth and you blow the balloon away. I want you to see before you a red balloon. Take a balloon breath in. See the red balloon come toward you. Now blow the red balloon away. See before you an orange balloon. Breathe in. See it come toward you. Breathe out. Blow the orange balloon away. See a yellow balloon. Take a balloon breath and see the yellow balloon come toward you. Now blow the yellow balloon away. See a green balloon. Take a balloon breath. See the green balloon come toward you. And blow the green balloon away. See a blue balloon? Take a balloon. See the blue balloon come toward you. Now blow the balloon. Relaxing, releasing, just listen to my voice, feel yourself drifting off into a state of perfect tranquility. Relax. Let your mind and body drift off. My voice always safe, always soothing, always guiding you, always pleasurable for you. I want you to see yourself now, standing in front of a giant chalkboard. On the board, I want you to see writing, numbers, letters, words forward and back, up and down. Images of wall after wall beneath the writing. The floor in a cluttered, muddled mess. For the writing are your thoughts, your fears, your worries. It is your preconceived ideas and your conventional morality. Beneath the board, your true self, the core of your very existence, your subconscious mind, and it longs to be unburdened, to feel true pleasure, to be free. And all you have to do to be free is erase the board, erase your mind. Look at the bottom of the board. See the eraser. Extend your hand. Wrap your fingers around the grainy softness of the eraser. Press it to the board and glide across. Free your mind. Wipe away your fears. Wipe away your stress. Wipe away your thoughts and memories. Back and forth. Freeing your mind out of the burden it carries. Back and forth. Creating a blank slate. Free yourself. Free your mind. Erase the walls you have built to keep others out. Erase the walls you have built to contain the persona you have created to live within this world. For here it's not needed. Here you are free. Back and forth, erase it all. Free your mind. Rid yourself of the burden you have carried. Allow yourself to be the blank slate. Back and forth. Until you're done. Good. Once you're done, I want you to put the eraser down. So relaxed now. So free. Your mind completely open. Free of the clutter. No more walls. So deep now that everything I tell you that is going to happen will happen exactly as I tell you. Every feeling I tell you, you will experience. You will indeed experience exactly as I tell you. And these same things will continue. They will continue to happen, and you will continue to experience these same feelings just as strongly, just as surely. And just as powerfully. when you are out of trance as when you are here with me. And it will feel so good, for there's nothing but pleasure in freedom. Freedom. Pleasure. Hypnotic trance. Mistress Candace. All converge. Right here. This is where everything is wonderful. This is where every instruction, every suggestion will bring you pleasure. Absolute. And satisfaction that will continue in your everyday life. So great, so bad, it becomes as much a part of you as blinking, as breathing. And my hearty little stroke of self. Don't want to wait, do you? It's time your cock get a good workout. Is it? Yes. Well, no worries now. It's about to get better, right now. If you're not already naked, yes, naked, it's time. Maintaining this level of peace, this level of trance, yes, you will remove the last of your clothes. You will be completely free, without a shred of clothing on. Your body is prepared as your mind to present yourself to your mistress. Instruction. Ready to be at my back and cock. Yes. You know I know what's best for your cock. Mistress Candace knows what's best. Yes. You long ago, yes, surrendered yourself to my instruction. Today, nice and juicy hard. Grasp it at the bottom of the shell. Full hand. Gripping your cup. And begin to stroke. Twisting your hand as you stroke it up. When you get to the top of your cock, run your thumb up over the cock edge. And then twist your hand the opposite direction as you stroke. Back. Down. Back. Down. I want you to do this, girl. As a gentle, slow hang down. For 1 minute, stroking, twist down, stroke, stroke, the canvas, hard, stroke, harder. There will be no harm without a command. It's time now. Give it to me to stroke at a medium pace. Squeeze it just a little harder. I want you to keep that cock nice. Make it throb. Make it drip. Make it want to come more than it has ever wanted to do so before. And then stop. My poor stroker slats. Right on. Looking for mistress to give you permission to let it spill out. So you can give your arm a rest. Mistress Candace owns your cock. Close to the edge, we're going to harness your sexual energy. We're going to turn it into a state of mind that enhances your being, bringing you over the edge and starting building that energy and loom. We're going to have your pal reach its peak. And when it does, we're going to let you feed. You're going to feed on your own energy. You're going to taste the elixir of life. You're going to spray your own feet. If you feel the energy urge too strong, put your hand to your side. Let go of your dick. We want the head covered in freedom. We want your balls to ache. But I'm not ready for you to spread out. We need a target. Keep stroking my little slut. My horny cock stroking the slut. Back to stroking and squeezing. Now we need to spray. You're going to spray for me. Whether I have you spray your load in a glass and suck it down. Spray across your desk. Lick it up. Whether I have you spray that load across the face of a woman and make you suck it off like a Hoover. Come. Spray. When you dump that load, when you bust that nut, you're gonna want to taste that spermatic fluid, the prostatic fluid, that seed to which the sick drop that cum will be an unforgettable sin, and you were born to please your mistress, to obey your mistress. Mistress's pet sprays. Mistress's pet licks. You won't waste a drop, will you? You're my horny, horny little cum sucky bitch. My horny little pumper. Pumping a cock harder and harder. The purple head covered in yummy pre-cum. If you could, you'd bend over and suck your own cock. You'd drink it straight from the source. But today, my horn's little. For obvious pants, you're going to be a cunnier. The closer your face gets to the source of your squirting dick, the better it's going to feel. Over time, you're going to be able to bend in half, suck it yourself. It is the slit you must see. I want you to watch it when it sprays. Get as close to your hot, hard, throbbing, pre-cum-soaked dick. It makes my pussy juicy wet. When a good boy squirts that hot man in his mouth. You want to make Mr. Sweat, don't you? I know you do. Watch me grow wet as I feed you, my pet. We're going to give you a nice cum burger. A yummy spray, because you love eating cum. Eating out, baby. And from now on, you're horny. Pulsing. Cut. Won't even think of coming. Unless it's aimed right at your face. That's right, my pet. From this point on, if you're in the middle of fucking, you only come if you pull it out. Aim it towards your face. Get a good look at that slit in the head of your cock. And then spray a warm cum shower across your face. Let open wide. Prepare for it to hit the back of your throat. For that is your new position. Your head as close to your hard, throbbing dick. Your slit pointed to your face, your mouth open, saying, ah. It doesn't matter. Fucking a woman sucking or masturbating. The position you want to come in. The position you crave coming in. The position you can't get out of your mind. Head close to you as you thump your dick, as you pump it, as you stroke it, as you squeeze and grip it. In my arm. Looking down at that slit in your head. That cum-covered slit. That naughty wetness. The pre-cum. Open your mouth, say, ah, stick your tongue out and allow your face to be creamed. To cream your face, your mistress. Such an intense orgasm when you cream in such a way. It almost becomes addiction. So pump it, stroke it, grip it, my cum eating, sucking, licking slut bitch. You're going to suck your own dick dry, that creamy, delicious cum. is going to shoot in the back of your throat
as you're going to swallow. You're going to swallow that warm.
It's going to flood your throat, so pump it up. Now it comes. A huge, creamy cum flooding your throat, training yourself with each and every slutty little orgasm you have. You're going to nearly chum, yes, with each little yummy. Shoot and shoot again. Yes, prepare yourself. Prepare yourself for what you truly crave. For sweet, salty kiss. Shooting in the back of your throat. Thick and swollen. Feel your tummy with yummy. Come and do it all for mistress. Shoot your head. Back your breath. Taste that yummy. Come,
such a good slutty bitch for mistress.
So good. So slutty. I love it when you drink it down. This. Feed yourself. For this, my darling, you need to be creamed. Creaming yourself. Creaming your tongue with your very own special juices. Your tongue craves it. A creamy love that you crave, yes. From this point on, it doesn't matter if you're fucking or someone's sucking you off, or if you're just simply masturbating. The taste, the creams. Running down your throat. That's what you truly want. And you can't come without thinking, doing, wanting to do. Over a stroke in time. You'll find yourself in the bathroom. Faking an orgasm, running to the bathroom to jerk out the coffee. Jerk the seed into the back of your mouth. Fill. Fake the orgasm with her. And suck it down yourself. Cream yourself. Cream. Crave. Cream. Cravings. Such a good boy. Such an obedient creamer. Mistress loves it when you're not. So just lay there for now. Or let you cream yourself later one more time for good measure. The next time you orgasm, the taste will linger in your mouth. The thought linger in your mind. For to waste 1 ounce of that cream is a sin, and you can't do it. Can you? No. A good boy is a creamed boy. You're mine. As you lay there helpless, as you lay there peaceful, the taste of the cum still in your mouth, The next time you come, you're going to leave just a little dribble on the side of your mouth. Let it crustify, my pet. Forgetting it's there, you're going to go about your business, dressing, preparing, going wherever you go, doing whatever you do. Leaving that little crustacean on your face. People are going to see, not knowing what it is. But when someone points it out, you will remember. And it will make you hard. You will lick it off your face, and the urge, the craving like that, will come over you. Your cock thickening in your pants. The urge, the craving to taste, to feed, of your own cream will grow. Until you have another little taste. For it is that little crustacean that will trigger you again and again. A little crust here. A little forgotten spot on your finger, triggering another round of cream. Good boy. I want you to see nothing but the darkness with your eyes so tightly closed. I know your thoughts have been creamed. Creamed calm. Exploding over and over. But for now, my pet, you're going to see nothing but the darkness swallowed. Feel peace in the darkness. Feel safe in the darkness. Feel mistress in the darkness. For I'm going to pull you up, back up into consciousness. I'm going to count to five. And as I do, the darkness will swallow the memory of what we've done. The darkness will swallow and hold firmly in place the instructions, the suggestions. Your mind is the darkness. And it keeps safely all the secrets you have. Keeps them safe in a cluttered, muddled mess of your conscious mind. Keeping it safely tucked away from the process that ruins what you enjoy the most. For as I bring you up through the darkness, you will remember the feelings, the wonderfully intense feelings. And the urge for cream will only grow. One, pulling you up now, you're going to be refreshed and relaxed. Two, up now, feeling good. If you're getting ready to do something today, you're going to excel. Three, coming up, not remembering if you're getting ready for sleep. Sleep well, and dream of cream. Four, relax. And five, wide awake. Breathe in deep, and release. And open your eyes. You may feel a little groggy. That's okay. It'll wear off. We did wonderful today. We had a wonderful journey. And I look forward to the next.